Shavuos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Base 8-2. The basic point of the Mishnah is very simple. It simply says that if a Shomer Chinam, who's exempt from both things like Gnev and Aveda, as well as Onsen, theft and loss, Gnev and Aveda, Onsen, circumstance beyond his control. So if he claims that one thing happened, like it was lost, but really it was stolen, or really it was, you know, circumstance beyond his control, even though he lied, if he swore falsely, but he, even if he would have told the truth, he wouldn't have had to pay. Therefore, he's not in violation of Shavuos HaPikadon, and therefore, when he took his Shavuos HaShomrim, I'm swearing he didn't have it, even, etc., he is not going to be liable for the Asham Gazelos, nor paying the Chomesh. That's the point of our Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't speak out that since if he swore falsely, he would, yes, have to still be in violation of Asham Bitui and bring a Chatas, bring the sin offering, all of Yored, but that's not the point of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, essentially, it breaks up the different Peturim into five separate categories, of five different classes of things, and then it says all the possibilities. So here the Mishnah says inside, Amar l'shomer chinam, if the owner says to the guardian who was a free, unpaid watchman, Heichen Shori, where's my cow? Amar lo mace, and the custodian lies under oath. He says it died. Lying. Now, if he would have told the truth, that it, let's say it was lost or stolen, whatever the story is, then he would still be exempt. But he lied and said it died. The truth is, Vahusha Nishbar, the truth is that it says the Mishnah, if it was Nishbar, meaning an animal got to it and killed it, O Nishba, or robbers, armed bandits came and stole it, captured it, O Nignav, or a thief stole in the night, O Avad, or was lost because it got away, he would still be Pater. Similarly, if the owner says, where's my cow, and the custodian says, Nishbar, an animal got to it and killed it, Vahu, but the truth is, Shemes, it died by natural causes, O Nishba, it was captured by robbers, O Nignav, it was stolen by a thief in the night, O Avad, or simply just got lost, got away, again, he'd be putter from everything because he would have been putter if he would have told the truth. Same goes if Nishba, if the claim of the custodian was that it was captured by the pirates, Vusha Mace, but the truth is it actually just died of natural causes, O Nishbar, it was got to by animals, O Nignav, got to by thieves, O Avad, just got away, he'd be putter from the Asham Gazelos again, because if he was told the truth, he wouldn't be have to pay. Or Nignav, if the claim of the custodian is it was stolen when that was a lie, and the truth is Vahusha Mace, it actually didn't get stolen, it actually just died of natural causes. O Nishbar, animal got to it, O Nishba, robbers got to it, O Avad, it just got away. Again, he'll be putter. And finally, Avad, if the claim of the custodian is it just got lost, I don't know what happened to it. Vahusha Mace, the truth is it actually died of natural causes. O Nishbar, animals got to it and killed it. O Nishba, the pirates, robbers got to it. O Nignav, the thieves got to it. In all those cases, Mashbi Acha Ani, if he's put under oath to swear by the owner, V'amar Amen, and he says yes, so now we're Shavuos HaPikadon territory, but since this false oath wouldn't have caused a loss anyways, because the truth would have, he still would have not had to pay, therefore, Pater, he's exempt from Shavuos HaPikadon, Pater exempt from the Asham Gazelos, Pater from the Chomesh, but he will be liable, he's chayev, for a violation of Shavuos Bitui, lying under an oath, and therefore he would have to still bring, to get atonement, the Chatas, the Olav Yor, the variable Chatas offering, for his swearing falsely.